Well, good morning, everyone. If you would join me in a word of prayer. Lord, as we talk about your word, let's pray for your Holy Spirit, your presence, your power. Your will be done. Lord Jesus, I pray this in your name alone. Amen. So good morning. My goal today is pretty simple. I actually would like to bring us all a little bit of encouragement and maybe even sprinkle in some inspiration along the way. I've noticed that a lot of Christians today kind of walk around with a spirit of defeatedness. Have you noticed that? Either they feel like they've lost something, or maybe just feel lost. And I mean, it could be for many reasons. I mean, there's so many. There's political upheaval that's happened over the last couple months, the pandemic that never ends, maybe just some personal struggles. But people are carrying a lot. And let's just be honest. Yes, 2020 was a brutal year for just about everybody. Yes, the moral foundation of our society has completely shifted. And yes, the church has lost influence and impact in our culture. I mean, let's be honest. People go to the Kardashians. They trust the Kardashians more than they trust denominational leaders today. Amen? That's a sad amen, but thank you for amening it. Yes. Mainline denominations and the institutions associated with them are on the decline. So, are you feeling encouraged yet? Yeah, all those things are true, but we look at things from a different perspective. Now, I don't know if any of y'all, when you were kids, did this, but if you couldn't go play baseball out in the yard with friends, do you ever just go out on your own with a baseball and a bat, like toss the ball up in the air and then take a swing at it? So. This is not a true story, but just picture this. Kid goes out to do this, and he does what most kids do. He pictures himself at the most intense moment. World Series, final inning. He's up at the bat. If he gets a hit, they win. Run comes in, they win the World Series. So he steps up, tosses the ball up, takes a swing, and he misses. It's like, all right, this just got more intense. So he takes the ball again, tosses it up, swings, misses again. Man, it can't get any tighter than this. Two strikes, last potential out. If he gets a hit, they win. If he misses, they lose the World Series. Throws the ball up, picture yourself as a kid, swings with everything he's got. He totally misses. And then just picture this kid. He's standing there. He's kind of got his head down. And then he just gets this giant smile on his face. See, he came in thinking he was the greatest batter in the world, but he just realized he's the greatest pitcher in the world, and he just won the World Series. Total perspective shift. And I would say, if we look at all those things I mentioned earlier, from an earthly perspective, yes, there's a lot of reasons to feel defeated. But if we flip and look at things from a heavenly perspective, the perspective that God tells us to have, that literally the Word of God says that we should have a heavenly perspective, we should see everything differently. I mean, Jesus has already won. There is no reason for us to feel or be defeated. Amen to that? I'm not done. I'm just saying, looking for affirmation. Amen? Yeah. Amen to that. He's already won. He's already there. And our text shows Jesus, his authority on display. So he comes in. This is the very beginning of his earthly ministry. And he begins speaking. It says, one with authority. And there's so many things, and we could pull so much depth over what it means for him to have authority versus the religious leaders of the day. But I just want to take the simplest view of that. When he spoke, people noticed something different about the way he spoke compared to the way everyone else was acting and thinking. And I believe that's what we as Christians should look like today. I mean, the Bible says we should have a reason for the hope that we have. When people ask us, we should have a reason for the hope that we have. That means, A, we have hope, and B, it's on display enough that people actually ask us about it. And that hope is rooted in Jesus the victor, Jesus victorious, Jesus the one who's already won paid the price on the cross, rose from the dead. That's pretty huge. Now it's amazing how much we know that, but we still come with a defeated attitude instead of one from victory. Now, I'm coming from Minnesota. William Utek and I are here for a couple days from Minnesota, and I've noticed something in Minnesota, the difference between Minnesota sports fans and Wisconsin sports fans. So we're right on the border. And some of you may be, and maybe you have your own kind of the backgrounds on this, or you know this specifically. But in Minnesota, there's a really funny phenomenon. No matter how good a team does, no matter how far they progress in the playoffs, whether it's hockey or football, the only exception seems to be women's basketball, and I don't get it, because they win all the games, but nobody pays attention to them. But no matter how good a team is doing, Minnesota fans have a really hard time actually emotionally committing. I'm not kidding. They'll win a playoff game with a miracle catch, and the next week they're like, I'm just not ready to get emotionally involved. I'm cheering for them, but I'm not really hopeful. And the reason is because they've lost and lost and lost and lost, and they've had their hearts broken. And I've noticed Wisconsin fans are the opposite. They can come into a game and all the odds are against them, but they've got hope. Maybe I think we're going to pull this one out. Didn't make the Super Bowl this year. What's that? King of the North. There it is. Thank you for that. Can we get an amen? Yeah, no matter how bad it looks, Wisconsin fans are like, I think we've got a reason for hope. And I'm telling you, my friends, no matter how bad it looks today, no matter how bad it might get, and the word does says at some point it's going to get very bad, we have a reason for hope. Because we know the end of the story. We know the one who has the victory. We know the one who is the victory. Now, so keeping with the sports analogy, metaphor, whatever we call it. So how many of you have ever DVR'd a game so you knew the end score before you started watching it? Yeah, when your team, you know at the end of the game they're going to win, there's nothing more fun, right? The most terrible things can happen. You can watch somebody, injuries happen, the other team scores, and you're thinking, yeah, that's terrible, but I know how this thing ends. And I'm telling you, my friends, no matter how bad the earthly view might be, we know how this thing ends. We know the end of the story. And that means war does not have the final say. Sickness, cancer does not have the final say. Death itself, Satan, do not have the final say. The victory is Jesus's. It's already been won. We operate from the place of victory already. And that should give us hope. So, if the world throws us a curveball, and you see what I did there? I mean, it kind of defeats it to say it, but curveball, batter earlier. Yeah, okay. So if the world throws us a curveball, we stand in the seat of victory already. And because of that, we're a people of hope. And I pray that when people see that hope in you and ask you about it, you have a reason to give them. Jesus, the victor. His is the authority, now and forever. Amen. Amen. Please stand for our final hymn.